Bubble, Episode 7, Shareables. Written by Dan Kennedy. Great news, everyone. We're in a flashback. A teenage Morgan and a younger, hot dad Eli crouch in some bushes under the cover of night. Eli scans the brush landscape while Morgan uses a tablet to watch stories from the old world.
My lady, I hear the jazz band calling, fruit salads and vegan quiche. Very fancy.
I don't know why the tribe keeps bringing stuff in from that shithole planet. What can you possibly get from watching that dreck?
The characters are relatable.
Relatable? You relate to them. What is it that they're doing that's just so up your alley?
Well, Frasier is about patriarchal conflict, for one. You've got a father and a child who constantly butt heads about how best to live life. Can you kind of see why I'd be drawn to that?
No, I'm not seeing it. What's actually happening in the episode?
Well, in this one, Niles was at a wine tasting, and he confused a Malbec with a Merlot, and it, like, really messed with him.
You are literally from a different planet than they are. You're a better, stronger person than they are. You've cut the tails off an entire pack of psychic scorpions that eat fear. You've killed unimaginable horrors with your teeth. Your teeth! Relatable characters, my hot dad ass.
Okay, maybe this episode is a bad example, but what if in the next episode, Frasier is transported to another world?
Oh, how would that even happen?
I don't know. A portal or some magic stones or something. It doesn't matter. So he and Niles are on the surface of another world.
Because of a portal or magic stone.
Right. And they're attacked by a drooling, pus-spewing earwig monster, and his brain and nervous system are paralyzed by its deadly mix of hemotoxic and neurotoxic venom.
Okay, right, and then the brother...
Niles.
Sure, Niles will realize that if he can manually breathe for Frasier long enough to...
Keep Frasier's circulatory system alive and limit muscle and tissue death.
Yeah, I'd watch that. But that'll never happen. These characters are never in any kind of mortal danger.
There was an episode of Caroline in the City where she got food poisoning from a day-old shrimp cocktail.
What's Caroline in the City?
Underrated, that's what it is.
Why are you so focused on Earth bullshit instead of our mission here?
Ugh, fine. The mission. We are on day 3 of tracking one of the brush's few remaining forgotten stalkers. It's been destroying our livestock, and we need to take it out. It's a stealthy hunter with a keen sense of smell, but if we stay downwind and concealed in these canehurst bushes, which have an overpowering scent, we'll be able to get the jump on it.
You know, you're gonna have to stop making your dad look like an idiot at some point.
Maybe. No promises.
You know I love you and I'm proud of you, right?
Yeah. You should still say it a lot, though.
And even though you like dopey Earth stuff and still wear that horrible fanny pack of your mom's, the color of which is antithetical to our being camouflaged, I'm still very impressed at the strong, confident killing machine you've become.
Thanks, Dad. You know, even though Frasier and his dad fight a lot, they still love each other.
I'll take your word for that. You know, I can't help but think we'd have an easier job tracking this stealthy predator if we weren't announcing our presence with spirited philosophical debates every time we make camp.
Chill out. We'll find it. Chill out. We'll find it.
End of flashback for the time being. Back in the now, Morgan and Van move along the perimeter of Mission Beach, a bubble much like theirs, on the outside at least. Morgan wears the stone around her neck.
Where did your dad say the entrance was?
Here-ish.
And you feel like he knows what he's talking about? I mean, I remember when we were kids, I always doubted him when he said he jammed with Jerry Garcia.
Fucking Dad. Everything from Earth was evil and mind-poisoning and made you soft, except for the fucking Grateful Dead.
I mean, if you're going to make an exception for one thing...
It should be like 1,000 other things first.
Well, one man's trash is another man's band that's more like family.
But I do think he's right about this secret entrance thing.
And once we're inside...
Apparently, there's a couple of rogue hunters that are apparently sympathetic to the cause. They apparently have a lead on the other stone that Tandem wants.
Oh, that's a few more apparently's than I'd like. Do you think Mitch and Annie are having any luck finding a way in?
Mitch and Annie aren't having any luck finding a way in.
Why did you say it like that?
Sorry, I'm still hungover from becoming one with the planet and controlling an army of energy tentacles.
Yeah, that kind of ruled. Plus, you were naked.
Please don't bring up that part of it. I know that we never got to that phase during our 2.5 Tinder dates.
It's round down to 2.
Fine. I know we never got there during our 2 Tinder dates, but I'm not super comfortable with my own nudity. I do some of my best sexual work where I'm wearing a double XL t-shirt from my college turkey trot.
You have nothing to be embarrassed about. You've got nice even love handles, manageable body hair, and a thicker than average penis.
You're just saying that.
Oh, I don't joke about penis thickness.
Thanks. That means a lot.
We found it! Guys, get over here!
Well, hard to have a moment out here.
No, don't sweat it. I think it had kind of run its course.
All right. Down the hatch, I guess?
Do we know this is it? We have no idea where it goes.
It's just a hatch, man. Hatches rule.
Woo! I did it! I went through a hatch!
Let's follow her lead, I guess.
All right.
The gang gazes out onto Mission Beach, a sunny, SoCal-inspired beach community covered in strip malls, giant signs advertising every kind of chain restaurant, and happy, peppy residents wearing cargo shorts, really nice yoga pants, and flip-flops.
What is this place?
And why is everyone in flip-flops? Like, they're jogging in them.
That is a good way to roll an ankle.
These aren't your ordinary flip-flops, Morgan. They're rainbows.
You're not doing great with the shoe choices lately.
They're great. They're actually made here in Mission Beach. The best part is that they mold to your feet for maximum comfort, like a warm uterus for your toes. It's easy to bash this place, but there's real beauty here. You just have to know how to see it, even if you feel like you're the only one who does.
Wait, Mitch, you don't like it here, do you?
What? No way. Fairhaven kicks the shit out of this place. I've watched Moonrise Kingdom 7 times. I think pour-overs are worth the wait.
Yeesh. Defensive. I'd think you'd be more secure with that thick old dick of yours. Oh, sorry, Morgan and Van. That's a reference to something we were talking about earlier.
Oh, yeah? Mitch has a thick boy? Nice.
Let's put Mitch's thick penis on the back burner.
Ouch.
We're supposed to meet our contacts at the rendezvous point.
Cool. Where is that exactly?
The gang sits nervously at a table in a TGI Fridays. They all peruse giant laminated menus.
I'm not nuts about the calorie count at this rendezvous point.
At this moment, I see nothing but yeses on here. I want to be up to my tits and starters, so don't chintz out.
Trans fats galore, massive sodium, tons of sugar. This place will literally destroy my skin.
Andy's right. This stuff is manna from heaven. Is there anything more comforting than an order of Philly cheesesteak egg rolls, loaded potato skins, and a Diet Coke with free refills?
So you don't like it here, Mitch?
No way. I'm Fairhaven all the way. Literally, the only wine I drink is made by Tim Heidecker and Eric Wareheim. But tonight, I'm ordering a round of Oreo Speedwagons for the table. Ironically.
Hey, are those people waving at us?
Two Mission Beach locals are enthusiastically waving at them from across the restaurant. A man and woman with intense spray tans, killer beach bods, and church youth pastor attitudes. The gang puts down their giant menus and approaches.
Hey there, kids! You guys aren't perchance here to rendezvous with a couple of ding-a-lings who forgot to plan a secret phrase.
Maybe?
But you're here to rendezvous, right? For something that's definitely not treacherous?
We're so sorry. If we had our poop together, we would come up with some cool spy phrase like, does the crow fly at dawn?
Or do you get lost between the moon and New York City?
Oh, our wedding song.
Yeah. Eli sent us.
Yes! You're them! Sit right down, and don't worry, we'll be keeping a low profile from here on out.
Hey, sorry to interrupt, but I hear we have a birthday in the house.
Happy, happy birthday from all of us to you. We wish it was our birthday so we could party too. Hey!
Aw, honey, you remembered.
More Bubble after this break.
You've been asking for it. We've got it. Bubble merch is now available in the Max Fun store. Adorn your wall with a beautiful poster featuring the Bubble show art, or adorn your body with a fun, vintage-style t-shirt. Pick them up today at maxfunstore.com and check back next week for even more bubble gear.
Continuing with the flashback now. T teenage Morgan and hot dad Eli are watching the forgotten stalker from a distance. It's a slightly reptilian, panther-like creature that slinks along a distant ridge.
We can take it! Our arrows would close the distance!
Absolutely not. Patience, Morgan.
Well, why must you literally choose the most difficult way of doing things?
We're playing the long game here, and you need to trust me.
Oh, I absolutely trust that we're doing this the long way. And I'm gonna go ahead and play a much shorter game.
Morgan fires off an arrow, but it misses. Badly. The creature pauses to look back at them, then runs off into the brush.
Well, that failed. Maybe if you would have listened to me.
I don't want to listen to you. I just don't want to be here anymore.
Oh,
come on. You'll love these shareable apps. They're super shareable.
Hey, before we go over the plan again, there's something I need clarified.
Shoot, go ahead.
So you two are hunters, but you're also both named Hunter. Is that weird?
Not really.
It's the most common name out here in Mission Beach.
Doesn't it get confusing?
Not really. I call him Hun.
And I call her Honey.
Aww.
Cool. I mean, yuck.
So, what our reconnaissance has found is that Tandem has a perimeter around the Mission Beach Country Club.
We think something from the brush has gotten in there and infected the members.
So, what does that have to do with the stone?
Well, usually Tandem would just blast an area that small and contained, but they're just monitoring it.
Our guess is that whatever is in there was attracted by the stone, and Tandem are waiting till it's safe to go in.
Okay, so there's a place a private corporate army is scared to go in, and we're going into it?
Exciting, huh?
Yeah, we love the hunter lifestyle. It's really done wonders for our marriage.
I mean, it was amazing when we had kids.
Oh, sure, absolutely. Just so much love there. Like, a really true love you wouldn't understand unless you had kids.
But even that got kind of old. So once the kids got big enough to be home alone for a few hours, we started doing Hunter.
And we've never been happier.
So why are you helping Eli?
Well, we're ready to take things to the next level. We want to get out onto the surface and really push ourselves, but Tandem forbids it.
I mean, seems like you've got it pretty good here.
Oh, yeah. Great schools, shopping, Creed plays acoustic every Friday.
But we just want to see what else is out there.
I get that. So, can you show us where this country club is?
Oh, yeah. We'll even drive you.
They head out to the ample TGI Fridays parking lot. Hunter and Hunter show the gang a mint-condition VW bus decked out with lights, rims, and huge speakers.
I can't believe you guys have a party bus!
We love this thing. When we're not on a hunt, we run a side business with it called Beach Boulevard Mobile Productions.
The kick-ass party that moves around.
That's not a great slogan.
We do bachelor parties, holiday bar hops, you name it. Hell, we could probably lock a half dozen people in the van, call it an escape room, and charge them. People love this thing.
What a cherry setup. Fairy 100 LED lights, optics brand disco ball with 5 unique rotation speeds. And what are the specs on the stripper pole?
It's a Bada Bing brand mobile burlesque accessory, but I made some modifications myself.
I can tell. The reinforcement bolts aren't the ones that come standard.
You've got a pretty good eye for party bus specs.
We wanted to increase the weight limit from 250 pounds to an even 300. We consider ourselves a body-positive party bus and wanted to be more accommodating to anyone who wants to shake their ass while they're drunk off fireball shots.
God, look at it. I love you, Van.
I love you, Mitch.
Oh, no, I was talking to the VW. Hey, Hunter, this might sound weird, but I want your life.
Not weird at all, Mitch. I've got the gal of my dreams, a sexy but not overtly sexual job, and 3 beautiful kids who are all in college prep courses.
I really like it here. I mean, it just makes sense. When I see a 7-Eleven, it's always right where it's supposed to be, next to a super clean, weird donut shop I've never heard of. In Fairhaven, they'll have a 7-Eleven right down the block from an Earth Cafe, spelled U-R-T-H, Earth.
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean.
If I had any money at all, I'd buy an Earth Cafe, turn it into a Radio Shack, let it go out of business, then make it into an H&R Block that never looks busy, just to give the place some texture.
Well, Mitch, if we're successful, these walls will come down and you can come visit anytime and play on one of our 2 pool tables. We've got both bumper and regular.
Wow. Regular.
Hey, kids, grab those weapons because we're here.
This is where we leave you. We'd come with, but our kids have water polo in the AM.
We understand.
The party bus drives off, leaving the gang to climb the fence, evade a couple of guards, and head towards the country club building.
What's that music? I thought this place was meant to be on lockdown.
That's weird. It's coming from inside.
That's not the only weird thing. After slipping into the club, they're met with the sight of a good number of fit, tanned Mission Beach residents shambling around the dance floor like zombies. They're covered in a strange mold and mindlessly moaning suburban pleasantries at one another.
Our youngest hunter can't have refined sugar, which makes finding a new Bible study really challenging.
The wife and I have been talking, and I think we're finally ready for a second jet ski.
I'm sensing something odd.
Well, I'm looking at a room full of dancing zombies covered in mold, so your powers may have taken a disappointing turn for the obvious.
No, something from the brush. An animal presence.
I know this mold. I've used it in a few recipes. It's a nice buzz in small doses, but it looks like everyone here has had their will stolen.
Weak.
Mitch is right. There's got to be a mother around somewhere that's producing the mold spores.
Spores? That's not great for me because I have allergies.
Ugh.
Intruders, kill them. Kill them like they are trying to bring peanut matter into your child's school.
If I'm wasted on the couch having a nightmare, wake me up, Morgan.
You guys, try not to kill anyone or anything, please.
With deft moves, our heroes manage to charge their way through the advancing horde. They're relatively easy to knock over because of their stiff extremities and, you know, they're all wearing flip-flops.
This way, guys! Throw to the indoor pool!
Whoa! Holy shit! What's that?
It's your basic country club indoor swimming pool, save for the giant pulsating jellyfish floating in it.
Okay, this is clearly the mother!
More zombies are tending to it, keeping moist the giant tendrils and tentacles that aren't able to fit in the pool. It belches the spores into the air.
Morgan, your stone is glowing.
It must sense the other half. I see it. It's around the neck of one of those zombies that's moistening the mother.
Okay, I like the sound of that.
Moistening the mother.
Anybody got a plan? Is getting a little too high since June and having money problems a plan?
Maybe I can talk to her.
Be careful, Mitch. Those spores are the things infecting these people and turning them into zombies. If one hits you, you could be trapped here forever.
Hey, that's a chance I'm willing to take.
Oh, be careful, thick boy.
Thanks. Here goes. We're not here to harm you. We're stuck in our own dumb mortal bind, my friend.
The jellyfish belches a load of slime in response.
Maybe ask why it's so gross.
Sorry about her. We came here in a party van. I think it had a wet bar, and I'm pretty sure she was drinking vodka on the way over. Annie? No, we're not together. It's a little complicated. Morgan used to go out with Van, and Van is working with us. Maybe that's what you're detecting. Annie's great. Maybe something will happen down the line once we're not working together.
The zombies have stopped. I should go for the necklace.
No, Van, don't!
They mean to harm Mother. Get them. Get them like they were trying to make our children listen to overly sexual hip-hop music.
No! Mother!
Everything is fucked!
More Bubble after this break.
This is Biz, and this is the final season of One Bad Mother, a comedy podcast about parenting. This is going to be a year of celebrating all that makes this podcast and this community magical.
I'm so glad that I found your podcast.
I just cannot thank you enough for just being the voice of reason as I'm trying to figure all of this out.
Thank you, and cheers to your incredible show and the vision you had to provide this space for all of us.
This is still a show about life after giving life. And yes, there will be swears. You can find us on MaximumFun.org. And as always, you are doing a great job.
All right, class, tomorrow's exam will cover the extinction and de-extinction of the dodo, PowerPoint as an art form, and the history of Eurovision. Any questions? Yes, you in the back.
What is this?
It's the podcast Let's Learn Everything, where we learn about science and a bit of everything else.
My name's Tom. I studied cognitive and computer science, but I'll also be your teacher for intermediate emojis.
My name's Caroline, and I did my master's in biodiversity conservation, and I'll be teaching you intro to things the British Museum stole.
My name's Ella. I did a PhD in stem cell biology, so obviously I'll be teaching you the history of fan fiction.
Class meets every other Thursday on Maximum Fun.
So do I still get credit for this?
No.
Obviously not.
No.
It's a podcast.
Everything is fucked.
Back in the flashback, Eli fights with the Forgotten Stalker. He's pinned against a tree and still hot.
Morgan, honey, this might be it for me. This might be my time.
Oh, please, buck up.
Morgan fakes left, goes right, and delivers the death blow to the creature.
Why are you so maudlin about everything? Oh, it might be my time. This might be it for me. Look at me. I'm dying. Can you feel how epic and sad and super spiritual that is?
Okay. Look, you saved my life, but there's just one thing.
Oh, if ever there was a sentence that defined our relationship.
It had a nest.
They don't look dangerous. We can take them back to camp. We can care for them.
Hell no, we won't. We're here to kill them. That's why we followed that thing for three freaking argument-filled days rather than just shoot it on sight. What did you think all this was for?
They're just babies. Why does everything have to be life and death with you?
Because that's what life is. It's life and it's death. Now put an arrow through those things and let's go home.
No, I won't do it.
Ugh. It's all that shit from Earth, isn't it? Suggesting to you that there's a life out there that's all jokes and hugs and humorous misunderstandings that resolve themselves in a half hour. That's not how things are. Not for you, anyway.
Well, why can't it be?
Because Earth is a wreck. It's over. And they're making little shadows of it on here, and they're going to fuck those up, too. Because all they have to sell you are lies and poison. Sure, things are trying to kill us out here, but at least they're honest about it.
I'm so fucking sick of this brutal wilderness!
Morgan turns away from Eli and runs for the horizon. She runs for what seems like hours until, exhausted, she gets to a clearing in which she finds a huge tandem armored safari vehicle. The door opens and a young Bonnie, rising up the ranks of Tandem Industries, steps out.
Hey, kiddo. You look exhausted and lost.
Back in the now at the Mission Beach Country Club, the gang fights back a horde of zombies.
We like to limit our kids' screen time so they don't develop attention span problems.
Shut up, disgusting mold zombie!
I know they're trying to kill us, but the zombie really has a point. You have to unplug once in a while to give your brain a rest.
Aren't you the one with 700,000 Instagram followers?
Yeah, but I make sure to turn it off once in a while and read a hard copy magazine.
Can we compare social media diets later? We're pretty outnumbered here.
There's too many of them!
Just when our heroes are about to be overwhelmed, a shot rings out, taking down a nearby zombie. Everyone turns to look at two rifle-toting shadowy figures standing in the doorway.
Hey, gang. Does this playdate have room for two more?
Hunter! And other Hunter!
I thought you had to take your kids to water polo.
Well, funny story about that. Practice got canceled.
That's not a funny story.
Feel free to hit the deck while we lay down some suppressing fire.
You're gonna kill them?
Nah, these are shock rounds, so it should just knock them out. We use these on the kids after they've had too much sugar cereal.
Hun, stop! We do not! He's such a jokester, this one. Anyway, hit the deck, please. Take this!
Get some!
Good job, hon.
Honey, you out of ammo?
Sure am, hon. But that looks like most of them. You guys good to take care of the rest?
Yeah, sure. We're good. Fine. Get out of here.
Okay, be good, you guys.
Yeah, stay out of trouble. Be good.
Talk soon.
Yeah. And be sure to come by sometime. We throw a great afternoon barbecue.
Ah, crap. I meant to ask him where he got his cargo shorts.
Mitch, do you think we can finish this with diplomacy?
Mother, please. We don't want to fight anymore. We just need that stone, and then we'll go. Oh, I hadn't really thought about where we're actually going. Back to Fairhaven, I guess? I mean, if I had it my way, we'd go back to TGI Fridays. Yeah, they have really great happy hour. $5 well drinks. $2 off of all apps.
Something in what Mitch says, though God knows what exactly, makes the breakthrough. The zombies all stand down, and the one wearing the stone on a necklace shambles up to Mitch and places it around his neck.
Thank you, Mother. You are the greatest jellyfish I've ever met.
Shit!
Suddenly, the wall of the country club explodes, and tandem troops storm in, led by Bonnie.
No! Don't shoot them!
No! Mother! Don't kill her! I'm sorry. You were a peaceful creature and we destroyed you. And I said that we wouldn't. Progress is mankind's most destructive drug. Well, there's cocaine, heroin, the synthetics, opioids, prescription diet pills. But progress is probably mankind's sixth most destructive drug. I'm sorry.
Hey, team. Mitch, nice stone, buddy. I'll take that.
You didn't have to.
Oh, like fun I didn't. We've been working on a cure for that mold of theirs forever, and that was really holding up the process. But you guys really came through. Wait, Morgan? Is that the other half?
Oh.
They take a minute and just look at each other. Both know how good the other one is at keeping secrets.
This is really convenient because we just assumed your pops, who you haven't seen since the trivia pub debacle, right?
Right.
I thought so. So we assumed that because you guys were here, he still had his half, and we sent a drone to monitor him, which I can show you right here on my phone. The future, huh?
Bonnie pulls up her phone. Eli is on the screen in the middle of a set of crosshairs. He has no idea he's being watched.
I mean, this is him, right?
Yeah, that's him.
Yeah, that's her.
In the flashback again. Last one. Eli is flanked by Talia, his second in command. He's looking through binoculars at a young Morgan, a year older, who has no idea she's being watched. She's laughing and joking with a group of kids her age, including a young Van, who was apparently really early to the man bun thing and against all odds looks really cool with it.
So that's her. Let's grab her and then burn the sheeple factory to the ground. That'll teach him to steal our kids.
Eli looks again and notices how happy Morgan seems. Fuck. Happier, if he's being honest.
You know what? It's not her. She's got the same hair, but Morgan's taller.
So we keep looking for her then?
Yeah. Yeah, we'll just keep looking.
In the now, Morgan is looking at her dad in the crosshairs and trying not to freak out.
Yeah, a funny thing. We found the other stone out in the brush. Mitch used the sting and led us to it. Stupid Eli didn't even know what it did. Probably just wanted to steal it to piss you off.
Well, that's surprising.
Yeah, probably don't waste the bullet or the bomb or whatever on him. It might make the other barefoot wonders out there revolt, and then you just have to waste a bunch more bullets or bombs or whatever. Here, take the stone.
Well, good. So now the tandem has both of them. I guess it's back to Fairhaven with all of us. Come on, we'll give you a ride. Easier to keep an eye on you that way.
Thanks.
Bubble is an original production of MaximumFun.org. Created by Jordan Morris, with executive producers Jesse Thorne and Nick Adams. Shareables featured performances from Allison Becker, Eliza Skinner, Mike Mitchell, Christella Alonso, Keith Powell, Bria Grant, John Ross Bowie, David Borey, Aparna Nancherla, Adam Lissagor, Helen Hong, Kyle Kinane, and me, Tavi Gevinson. Producers are Julia Smith and Ben Walker, director Eric Martin. Original music is by Annie Hart, additional music by Jonathan Colton. Contributing writers are Jane Borden, Janine Brito, Danielle Radford, Nick Weiger, Riley Silverman, Allison Becker, and John Gutierrez. Maximum Fund's managing director is Vikram Chatterjee.
My lady, I hear the jazz man calling, fruit salads and vegan quiche. Very fancy. And maybe it's time to do some research, well, maybe, on microfiche. Ha, 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 ha. Still, I'm so confused about fruit salads and vegan quiche. They're bringing me down. No animal byproducts. What do they even make the egg out of? Good luck!
back, everyone.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Listener supported.